You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Friday's action. On this edition, you'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:40pm with Gareth Topham, Gary Capewell and Craig Forsyth in the studio. It's Brighton, Musselburgh and Lingfield on Friday afternoon. Haydock, Newmarket and Irish action from Tipperary will fill the evening. So plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio is Mick Norton. How are you, Mick?
Yes, good, thank you, Mark.
Good, good man. Now, normally we talk about the news on this part of the podcast, but there's not really too much to talk about. I suppose Ruby Walsh heading to Australia for the Australian Grand Nationals caught a few people's imagination.
Yes, absolutely. It's all we'll be talking about in Australia at the moment, won't it? They certainly won't be talking about the Australian first innings in the cricket, will they? that's for sure.
Yeah.
So, quite a distraction for them, Ruby going over, picking up the ride, because Bash Boys regular rider Steve Pateman picked up a ban last weekend. And he did appeal it, but got that overturned. So Ruby comes in for the ride. Jump racing in Australia was quite in the doldrums. When I was in Singapore in the mid-90s, I worked with quite a few of their jump jockeys who were over in Singapore riding work, because there was so little jump racing going on in Australia. And they were very pessimistic about it continuing. But they have got their act together, and it's back on the up. And it would be a real... story if Ruby could win on him. He's the best known chaser now in Australia without a shadow of a doubt. Just getting on in years a bit. Got a big weight as well, 11 stone 10. No horse has carried that bigger weight since 1957, and he is 12 now. But it'll be a great ride for Ruby, who as ever will give it his best shot. Mm. So yeah, plenty to savour there for international. International story there for us, Mark.
Yeah, from one jockey to another, a jockey who's spent quite a lot of time out of the UK of late is Kieran Fallon. He's talking down suggestions that he might be ready to retire, but we haven't seen much of him, have we, of late?
No, he just flits about a bit, just Kieran, doesn't he? Back in California, probably his old bones will be enjoying the Californian weather, won't they?
Yeah.
Could have a lot to do with it. And yeah, I'm sure he'll pop back up at some stage, Kieran, won't he? And he's getting a few rides out there, riding plenty of work. He'll be as fit as a flea. And as I said, the sun and his old bones will be doing him the world of good.
Yeah. We'll talk about a few races as well, Mick. A few race horses rather than jockeys. Solo, very impressive. Last couple of starts over in the UK. His next target will be straight to the QE2, apparently.
Yeah, they're not seeing much of him in France, are they? He's taken on the mantle, hasn't he, of Cyrus de Tegeler, and coming over here and bagging all our prize money. He's going straight there, isn't he? And he's going to be very hard to beat as well. He's just a real champ, isn't he? And be interesting to see what turns up to take him on, but he's going to be very hard to beat.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see him take on Glen Eagles. Obviously, we didn't get the chance to see that in the Sussex Stakes, but if those two meet, it would be a nice race, wouldn't it?
It certainly would. I don't know, when are we going to see Glen Eagles again? Have they mapped out anything for him? Is he going to Deauville or anything like that?
I haven't seen it. They took him out for the ground, didn't they? But it turns out it dried up anyway. So I don't think there's anything wrong with him. So
no.
Just be when an engagement fits. And the QE2 would, wouldn't it, at the end of the season? So.
Certainly would. Yeah.
The runner-up in the Sussex as well, A-Rod, or Arrod as he's supposed to be called, his form's taken a step up of late, even in defeat in that race. And they're aiming quite high with him as well. Apparently they're targeting the pre-Jacques Lemarois and the Cox Plate on the radar towards the end of the season. So.
Yeah, but he's taken his form to a different level as of late, hasn't he? And it looks as though he's still on the up. And why not? Yeah, he's still not got many miles on the clock, has he, Arrod? And... So very interesting that they're being so ambitious with him, and why not? There is a, you know, there's a real shortage of these top class horses around, you know, the older horses, aren't there? And it's good to see them having such a bold campaign with him.
It is, yeah. There's a few older horses knocking about. I mean, Solo's an older horse, isn't he?
Well, yes, Gelding, I mean, yeah. Also, I mean, he's gonna... a bit like, you know, sort of when I say there's not a huge pool of them.
No, no, I get what you're saying. You
know, about a dozen, you could probably name a dozen, yeah, off the top of your head, and you know, that's why they sort of meet quite often. But yeah, be interesting if he turns up in Australia. I'm sure that Qatar would try to make their mark over there as well. Why not?
Why not? Yeah. Yeah, I get what you're saying as well. It's good to see a few flat horses stay in training.
He should get his ground as well out there, shouldn't he? Because he is definitely a good to fast ground horse, isn't he?
He likes to hear his hooves rattle, don't they, as they say, don't he? Anything else got your eye, Mick?
Not really. See that Sammy Joe Bell's got the call up for the Shogar Cup meeting that weekend due to Kathy Gannon's injury.
Mm-hmm.
Frankie's was supposed to be going for that, but I think he's something. Something's happened to Frankie. He's got a ban.
He's
or
got
something.
A ban, yeah, a whip ban.
Yeah, yeah. And interesting that Vincent Chaminet is coming over. He's France's reigning champion jump jockey. And he's very good flat jockey. He's won the French. Did he win the French Derby?
Yeah, I think
He can still claim £3 in his native country on the flat, which is bizarre. Yeah, he's a very good rider though, Chaminot, if you haven't heard of him. And you want to back one of his mounts, do not be put off by the fact he might be unfamiliar to you, because he's a top rider. Yeah, it should be. It's always good fun, the Shogar Cup meet. I know it gets a few critics, but I don't know why. I don't know what the problem is with it. It's just one day out of the year, isn't it? And it's a bit something different, isn't it?
It is. It's a bit different. Bit of makes it into a team sport, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Not bad at all. And then Graham Lee, I suppose, similar to Chaminot, was a jump jockey, became a flat jockey. He's going to take over from Adam Kirby, who's not riding now. So
yeah, he's got commitments for his retained owner, hasn't he?
Yeah. Not a bad replacement, though.
No, absolutely.
Yeah. Good. Well, we'll leave it there. Let's move on to Friday's action. Then Mick's got four races for us. He's going to look at some of the action at Brighton, race at Musselburgh, and a couple from Newmarket as well. So let's get Mick's thoughts on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
We start at Brighton in their 350. This is the Brighton Bullet Handicap, a Class 4 event of, nearly six furlongs, isn't it? It's for three-year-olds and older. Nine of them in the lineup here, Mick. Who's going to come home first?
Yeah, I think the winner will probably be Birdie Queen, who escapes a penalty for a win at Lingfield on the Polytrack under Hector Crouch, who rides again. He rides her quite regularly. So she can run off the same mark. And she wasn't winning out of turn at Lingfield either. She had been heralding a return to the winner's enclosure. And she's got a good record here at Brighton, which is very important. And I think they found the perfect race for her to back up in. The weights are headed by Ginzan, trained by Malcolm Saunders. Martin Dwyer taking the ride. His mark's now 80 after that couple of wins earlier in the season. Her mark is now 80, I should say. But she does go well here at Brighton, but she has been beaten a fair way in all of her three starts off marks in the 80s. So she might be a little bit vulnerable there, trying to give away to this field. Azagam won its penultimate race at Bath. Disappointed next time, but probably that found that race coming a little bit too quick after the win, and has had 17 days to recover from that. And the visor for the first time makes Azagam interesting from an each-way angle, but really, they've all got the Birdie Queen to beat.
Birdie Queen, the one to beat then at Brighton. We move to Musselburgh next for their 4 o'clock. This is the Archerfield Cup. It's a Class 2 handicap of a mile and three quarters. It's for three-year-olds and older. We've got a field of 11 here. Mark Johnson's won the previous two renewals of this, Mick, and he's got Your Kidding down at the bottom of the works there. She's taken on some decent company in the past. Can she step up and win this?
Well, she's going to have to do the traditional Mark Johnson thing of bouncing back from a bad run, but we see them do that all the time. But I do think there's a standout one here, Mark, and that's Future Empire, who makes his handicap debut here off a mark of 97. And when you think he was not beaten far in the Group 3 Bahrain Trophy last time, when finishing close second to Mr. Singh, I think 97 looks a very fair mark to me, and he's going to be very, very hard to beat. gets the £13 weight for age. You mentioned the other three-year-old, you're kidding. They're the 2 3-year-olds in the race, and they could well, colt, the gelding, I should say, Future Empire, the gelding, and the filly, you're kidding, could well be very hard to beat with their £13 weight for age, but Future Empire would be the selection. Others to mention, though, are Mighty Yar, trained by Lady Cecil, Tom Quealy taking the ride. Definitely got races in him off of this mark, and he should be spot on for his third start of the season. And I just think he's unlucky that he's going to be running into Future Empire, that's all. And the other one to mention is the Admirable Pressure Point, whose mark's gone from 70 to 92 already this year, trained by Keith Dalglish, Phil Makin in the saddle. And, he's won three of his last five. This is going to be tougher now. He's into the 90s. And as I say, having to concede the weight for age to a couple of smart three-year-olds there might just be beyond the older horses there. But it's all about Future Empire for me.
Future Empire then for Mick in the 4 o'clock. The 7.55 at Newmarket is next. This one is a Phillies Handicap, a Class 3 event over a mile. It's for three-year-olds and older. Several lightly raced fillies in here, Mick, that could be quite nice.
Yes, the three-year-olds I think will dominate. The best of the older fillies, in fact, the only one, is Nancy from Nairobi, who ran really well at Goodwood. Same mark as that back-to-form Goodwood second, but up against some potentially smart three-year-olds here, leaving her vulnerable, I think. But she has got the services of Sylvester D'Souza, and Mick Chandler's horse is in a rich vein of form at the moment. So she'll give it her best shot, but she's got to concede the weight for age to the rivals, the six rivals, all three-year-olds. The best of them is going to be Wordcraft, who still looked green when finishing third at Newmarket last time. She dwelt in the stalls. She was held up in the at the rear, never really got into it until she started to climb the hill, but came home to some purpose, and she should be more awake this time. And she does hold patent entries, and I think Woodcraft is going to be very hard to beat. The other one to mention is Floris, daughter of Medician, who's been proved with each run, and won a seven-runner course and distance maiden 3 weeks ago. She's got a mark of 84, which looks plenty fair enough, and she, to me, looks probably the main danger to Wordcraft, but I'm looking to Wordcraft to give Godolphin an across-the-card double.
Wordcraft then for Mick in the 7.55. The 8.25 at Newmarket is where we finish. This is a Class 3 handicap over 6 furlongs. It's for the 3-year-olds and older. A field of 11 here, Mick. And you could give several of these a chance. So who do you side with in the lucky last?
Yeah, plenty of, if they came back to form, the likes of Highland Acclaim. It's coming to his time of year, you know. August. This is his month. So keep an eye on him in the betting. Picture Dealer is going to be pretty popular after his win at Chelmsford last time, only £4 higher, but he's yet to win off a mark this high, but has posted two very solid performances the last twice, including that fourth before the win. Other one to mention is Sun Raider from the Paul Misley Yard. William Buick, that was on board last time at Pontefract, is in the saddle again, and he's got plenty of form around this mark of 82, so he won't be far away. He looks a sort of solid each way. But Secret in the Park for me is interesting. He's got plenty of form off of this mark of 92 or similar, even higher, in much better races than this. And he might well be the answer to this if he could reproduce his good effort, his good recent effort at Ascot. And it's a very trappy finale for us, Mark, but I'll take a chance at a, hopefully, at a good price in Secret in the Park.
Secret in the Park, then. A bit of value in the last at Newmarket. Let's, as always, Mick, have a quick summary, if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yes, the first three I'm pretty confident about. The 3.50 at Brighton, Birdie Queen, back to one of her happy hunting grounds with a rider who knows her well on board. She's going to be very hard to beat in the Brighton Bullet. In the 4 o'clock at Musselburgh, the Godolphin Handicap Debutant Future Empire looks very well treated to me off a mark of 97. With his going into this on the back of his Group 3 effort at Newmarket last time. In the 7.55, another Godolphin horse catches the eye here. That's the filly by Shamadal Wordcraft, who still looked a bit green last time and was doing her very best work up the hill back to the scene of that run. And I think she'll be a little bit more streetwise at Newmarket. And in the lucky last at Newmarket, I'm going to take a chance on Secret in the Park, who's got plenty of solid sprint handicap form in much better races than this, off around this mark, and this might not take much winning. So Secret in the Park in the 8.25.
Good work, Mick. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy on Friday.
Thank you, Mark. Will do.
So there you go, the thoughts of Mick Norton on Friday's racing. You'll hear it all on Racing Radio from 1:40 p.m. Gareth Topham, Gary Capewell and Craig Forsyth will be the team in the studio. It's Brighton, Musselburgh and Lingfield in the afternoon, Haydock, Newmarket and Tipperary in the evening. So plenty to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast and enjoy Friday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.